Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams and dreams become, lost in the sun.
Welcome back, 7:23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Renee Cavallari. Ladies and gentlemen, she's the author of Aspire to Shine, a brand new book. It's about being all in. She's the Chief Investigating Officer at Aspire Marketing. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find her website. Renee, I'm assuming the book's available on Amazon and in other bookstores.
Yes, that is correct.
So check it out, and it's a beautiful book, folks. It's a different book. It's got a lot of pictures, which I liked, and it's well done. It's an expensive book to publish. I can tell you that as a publisher, I know a little bit about that. And so good job on your book there, Renee.
Oh, thank you so much. Actually, we wrote it today people are busy, and we wrote it so that leaders can use it literally in the office with their teams to help them make progress towards really optimizing their organization.
You know, Renee, several years ago, I read a book by Scott Peck, M. Scott Peck, who I wound up having the fortune to interview a couple of times before he died. He wrote a book called The Road Less Traveled. And in the book, he talked about his counseling, his psychology, his psychologist practice, where he was treating people. And he said, I would get two kinds of people in my office. He said one kind were the people with character flaws, and they're the people who always blamed other people. And then I got the other kind of people were the neurotics, and they're the ones who always internalized everything. They took the blame for what was going on. It was their fault. You know, they were always wrong. He said I could almost always help the neurotics. He said I could never help the people with character flaws. If you blame other people, he said, basically, he could never help you. And my point in bringing that up is, I know you talk a lot about this in your book. It's helped me to use that kind of a filter, so to speak, to know about the people I want to hang out with and the people I want to hire and employ. What do you think?
Well, you know, he's right on, because people who blame only generate negativity, and nothing positive comes from negativity. Negativity can ignite us, it can ignite change in us, but it can't sustain it. And so the blamers, they really just limit the possibilities. They limit innovation in our businesses. And the blamers don't like to, you know, I call them pukers. They're kind of the naysayers. They puke all over, blah, 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 all over everything. And in doing that, and they don't want to puke alone. So they go and they collect other people. And
right.
So they minimize. And then all of a sudden, we start to believe this, that, you know, well, it can't get any better and that we can't make progress. And all of this, you know, starts to, again, it just starts to
spread.
Are you worried
that this is becoming, with the recent election results and the way the political landscape is going and the press and everything, I'm not leaving anybody out. Are you worried that this is becoming kind of a national thing? I mean, I'm upset about it. What do you think?
Well, I think that, you know, people are in a pretty concerned state, and there's a lot of worry and a lot of fear. And when that happens, you get, you know, that drives.
But how much of that worry and fear is a lot of what you talk about in your book? It's unfounded. It's just you wanting to be a whiner, you wanting to glom on to the other state, you know, how other people are behaving. I think a lot of it is that, because if you really looked at, I mean, and I'm going to come back to the workplace or your life, if you really boil down to where the danger is, it's probably not nearly as bad as you have it in your head. Or the discomfort.
Well, I think that,
what do you think?
I think you're right, because, you know, we all have those little people in our brains, right? And they can get pretty noisy, and they can convince us about certain things that really aren't necessarily real. And so we have to be really careful, again, about our impact. You know, it might not be our intention to be negative, but what we're responsible for as human beings is our impact on each other.
Part of the whining that I'm concerned, part of the whining I'm concerned about is the kind that uses hyperbolic word, hyperbolic language, thing, words and language that are over the top. In the workplace, you know, about themselves out in the marketplace. Don't you think something we could say to the whiners is tone down the language, tone down the rhetoric a little bit? What do you think?
Tone down the negativity. And imagine, you know, there's a great football coach, I can't recall his last name. He's the head coach in Navy. And I interviewed him, and in my discussion with him, you know, he told me when I said, you know, tell me about how you lead. And he said, I lead from love. And I thought that was extraordinarily compelling, because
we need more
it's
of that kind of thinking.
We need more than
that's
that
the kind of
yes.
I bet he's a servant leader, too.
He is a servant leader. And so when we can, and that goes back to what I mentioned earlier, we all are leading all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so how we self-lead really impacts, you know, the world we live in. I can't control all the rhetoric, but I can control the rhetoric within my influence.
AspireMarketing.com is the website. There are books available wherever books are sold. It's called Aspire to Shine by Rennie Cavallari. Folks, you'll like that book. If you got whiners, or if you'd like to step up your game a little bit, check out that book. Hey, Rennie, good job today. Come back.
Thank you. I'd love to.
We'll see you
have
next time.
Have a great day, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.